Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You want to talk about, obviously it's coming up as part of the, like this is the time of year when we, even if we don't cook, we cook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're a great cook,
things happen.
Yeah, crap can go sideways on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
probably more so, especially because it's like you're doing more than you normally do. You've got multiple sides.
There's more stress and tension and stuff.
Yeah, so we want your kitchen catastrophes. Mm. Like you tried something and it went bad. Like I don't remember if it was on TikTok or what it was, but it was like Theo Vaughn, comedian Theo Vaughn, you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Was telling a story of this guy's like very much, he's clean now, mm-hmm. but he went through a phase in his life where he did a whole bunch of drugs. And at one point at 2:30 in the morning, he wanted a smoothie.
Okay.
So he put all the ingredients together for a smoothie and in his Ninja or whatever, and had the like blender a-going.
Yeah.
Had it on the big one, you know, the hardest setting, so it's really whipping it up, and mm-hmm. thought he heard something outside of his apartment, so he went out, and then, oh, wait, I have that sound. Hold on. Do I have it handy?
He got locked out?
He got locked out.
No.
While the blender is like,
oh my gosh. Well, and especially if it's a Ninja, because like you have that on for 30 seconds and you can smell burning rubber.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. As someone who's seen the infomercial several dozen times, it's very impressive. Yeah,
they are, but they do. If like you don't put it, you should have your finger on the pulse button or the off button.
I would never walk away from it.
When you're on max.
Yeah.
But he had a ton of cocaine in his system.
Oh, but.
So he's like amped up and thought he heard something. He's kind of paranoid. Went out, got locked out. So he has to go to his landlord's door and go like, and the
my
guy
blender.
Goes up, he's like, my blender's running, I'm locked out, can you let me in? By the time they got to the door, it had arced out and killed like the lights in a good chunk.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
And started a baby fire, I think. I don't remember if the fire part is true, but like, yeah, that qualifies as a...
And to be clear, that's user error. The Ninja is a great product.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Highly recommend.
Yes.
And watch the infomercial.
It's still a kitchen catastrophe. And that's the sort of thing we're looking for. Does my story count when it was Thanksgiving like 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
There was a bunch of people coming to my house. Like I had told neighbors, I told everybody. I got up at 5 in the morning, hit preheat on the oven, walked around, got the dressing ready, got the turkeys ready, like getting everything. Walked over, the oven's only at like 70 degrees. I'm like, it's taking forever to warm up. It didn't.
No.
My oven literally broke.
On Thanksgiving Day.
When I had two turkeys to cook, all the sides.
It went on strike, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So my kitchen catastrophe then, I had to prepare a meal for like 20 people. I had to go to Walmart and buy the ovens that fit on your counter.
Okay. How do you fit a turkey in that?
Well, you cut the turkey into... yeah, you're cooking parts of turkeys.
Oh.
Oh, It's like, I thought it was like when you try to stuff a suitcase and you got to sit on it and yeah, you're like, and like jamming it.
That was, I did try that because there's one, I got a Black & Decker one that's pretty good and I was like putting it in there, but then the turkey guts were like frying to the filament things at the top and it was real, it started to smell real ninja blender adjacent.
For it to only get to 70, you could have just opened the door. It would have got warmer.
That's exactly
than that.
What it was. It was only getting to the temperature of the room it was in. So it fully crapped out. So if you've had something similar, a kitchen catastrophe, cocaine and ninja induced or not, we would love to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I remember I went to one of my friend's house for one of the holidays. Okay. And we ended up having to leave the house. We had the turkey, ham, whatever it was, on the stove. It was done. It was just chilling. We left, came back, and we were like, there's some stuff on the ground here. What is going on? Followed it. Her dog had eaten the entire thing.
You left it out on a counter alone with an animal?
We pushed it all the way around. He was
there's a huge chunk of meat. What do you think an animal...
He was not a counter surfer at all. So we like...
You'd never let... I don't know. I'm like, not a counter surfer, but if there's a huge chunk of warm meat...
Yeah, I'll become one at that point.
But like the whole thing broke. There was glass everywhere.
Oh no.
So we're just like picking it up with our hands and
so
just...
So you didn't have food.
We had other stuff, but yeah.
Oh my God, that's like a Christmas story. That's what happens in a Christmas story. The Bumpus' dogs come in and eat his damn turkey. Oh. And they end up having to go to a Chinese restaurant. Nobody's watched a Christmas story?
No.
I've seen, it's always on and I just walk through the room as
same.
It's on.
Is that the one where it's like, you'll shoot your eye out,
yes.
Kid.
Yeah.
And the leg lamp.
Yes! Fragile.
Sure.
Tiak, do you have a kitchen catastrophe story?
I do, yeah. It was
too bad. We don't have time.
Very small kitchen back in a dorm room, actually.
Okay.
My roommate had decided to make Easy Mac. Not, you remember when they made, do they still make those?
The single containers.
Yeah.
Oh, you just open it up and
add
like,
water and then microwave it. And then add the cheese. Yeah. But he forgot to add the water.
Oh, what that is that's fire.
It, very much so, yeah.
So very much so. It really is.
Yeah, he put
it lights on fire.
He put it in the microwave.
It's dry noodles, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it just...
It just starts to arc, like, inside your...
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we smoked out the entire dorm room. Like, or not the room, the entire, like, hallway.
They had because if the alarms are going off, they don't know where it is.
Exactly.
You've got to evacuate.
Yeah, so we shut our door, and we just went to visit some friends in a different town. We opened our window, and like, deal with this later.
I've told this story before, but I just want to quiz the room because nobody really cooks in this room. Do you know what happens if you have a grease fire?
You're supposed to smother it.
Mm. With what?
Love and attention.
Yes.
Isn't it
a good grease fire?
Is
who's
it like
the best
baking something?
If you have like flour or if you have any kind of powder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or of hit it with it. Like
towel.
What are you not supposed to do?
Don't put water on it.
Well, I did that.
Oh, but
it was before I was a cook and I was like my first apartment. I was like making something and like
your head's in the right spot. That makes 100%. Sense. Like,
well, it's like
on fire.
You're in an apartment where the kitchen is like, I'm
right
standing
there
at the stove. If I turn 90 degrees, I am at my sink. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, this is on fire. Huh, throw it in the sink. Mm-hmm. And then it's like curtains, blinds, cabinets, all on fire. Immediate, like not, it's not slow. It's like the water doesn't hurt it. It just spreads it.
Right.
Okay.
It just makes it makes one big fire into 100 little tiny balls of fire.
Oh no.
Nice.
So you just shut the door and
I just walked away, found Tiak out there and
we'll deal with this later.
Iowa. Hung out for a couple days. All right, well, if you've had a catastrophe of the kitchen variety, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-542.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You three.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we're talking about catastrophes of the kitchen variety. Sharon?
Yay.
Yay.
Kitchen catastrophes. What happened to you?
Hi. So this is when I was like newlywed. Like me and my husband were newlyweds.
Okay.
And we were at my husband's family house,
Okay.
And we were kind of like in charge of the Thanksgiving, the food and all that for the first time. It's kind of like a thing they do in the family. So we were in charge of the chicken, geez, the turkey.
Yeah, I can already tell you're not good. It's like some bird. I don't know, might have been an ostrich.
No, I feel like I'm getting brought back to the time. But no, so we're in charge of everything, the big stuff, the pumpkin pie and the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got the turkey in the oven, and I burned it so bad. The fire alarms just went off. Smoke was everywhere.
You know you're supposed to check it.
Oh, I checked it.
No, you didn't check it until it was on fire.
Was it a turkey?
No, I must have just missed it. And okay. So everyone had to go outside, you know, and it was kind of like, you know, a little bit of a laugh. And we're like, well, you know, at least we'll have the pumpkin pie. And so we're getting the pumpkin pie already. And I'm like sweating bullets because, I want to be like a good cook for, you know, my husband or whatever. And then I get the pumpkin pie in, and I don't know what happened. I've made so many pumpkin pies before, but it just went flat.
Oh, yeah. Pumpkin flatbread then?
Yeah.
That happens. Oh. I had a pecan pie where all the pecans were on the bottom.
Mm. But it's got a great smoky flavor.
I mixed the pecans in
they're supposed to be on the top.
No, you mix them all in.
Oh, my God, shut up. Yeah. You and Sharon, go make something. Go light a fire. So did you guys just order takeout then?
No, we ate what we could
I just ate around the burnt chunks of ostrich and the pumpkin flatbread.
We're glad you joined our family.
Yeah, kind of.
All right, thanks, Sharon. Serena?
Yay!
Yay!
Kitchen catastrophe, what happened to you?
Well, I really enjoy making soups. And one of the things that you have to do with soups is you'll cook it in a pot and then you transfer it to a blender to emulsify it, to make it a cream soup. So
why?
Soup is so good.
Oh, my God. You people in your meat water, you drive me nuts.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
That's a broth. Milk, that's not soup.
It's so good.
Okay.
So I was mixing it up, and it wasn't the chunks of butternut weren't going down. So I took the lid off for 1 second to try to put...
While it was running?
Push thing in.
Yeah.
I know. Believe me. I know it was stupid. Because you could probably guess what happened. That crap just flew everywhere.
It's like The Exorcist.
It was horrible. Like just circles.
Yeah, no, just it's like a Rorschach test. It's like
just everywhere.
Yeah, Dexter like blood splatter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Everywhere. Is it hot still?
What's that?
Is it hot while you're doing this?
I literally just poured it boiling.
Yeah. So you got boiling hot magma being sprayed everywhere in your kitchen.
Well, I mean, it was bad enough that it was hot. But I guess you could say that I was lucky but unlucky, but the one big splash that hit across my face went right into my eye against my contact lens, which kind of melted.
All right.
So I had to go to the emergency room.
And say you had a fight with soup?
Yeah, well... It was pretty apparent when I came in because I was like covered in it. I didn't have time to take
it. She smells nice.
I
mean,
thought that I had a baby that threw up on me, but I was like, no, this is.
Oh my God.
A soup thing.
Yeah.
So,
let this be a lesson to all of us. Soup is terrible.
Yeah.
Thank you, Serena. Jessica?
Yai.
Kitchen catastrophe. What happened?
Yeah, when I was in high school, my dad was making jungle juice, which is like a homemade wine type thing.
Oh, no, we know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're among friends.
Nice. One of the steps was that he had to bring it to a boil, but he already had it in like a 30-gallon glass vat.
No.
So he didn't think that he couldn't put that directly on the stovetop.
He put glass on the stovetop?
Glass, 30 gallons.
Oh, my gosh. Glass.
So what kind of mess was that?
Yeah, it exploded. We were cleaning up 4 days. There are still sticky parts of that kitchen.
Sticky, for sure.
Yeah.
Just an ant.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
So gross.
I have never had jungle juice on the stove. It's usually in a bathtub of some kind.
Like, or like a one of those reusable bins.
Yeah. I got to give it. Yeah.
You do it in the bin?
Yeah.
I know it sounds really gross, but the bathtub feels better than that.
No.
Yeah.
Like
because a bathtub's clean, kind of. It's been
people bathe in it.
I know, but they're clean and it gets rinsed out.
Mm-mm.
I might have to give jungle juice another try. I haven't given it the proper.
Yeah, no, you that's know,
that
a catastrophe.
Could have just been what he called it. It was some sort of wine thing with like yeast or something in it.
Oh, it's weird. Like a sangria, okay. But it had yeast in it. That's weird. All right, thank you, Jessica. Good luck with your life in that kitchen, Antonio.
Yai.
Kitchen catastrophe. What happened?
So I was maybe like 10 or 12 and I was babysitting my brother and sister. And my mom, while she was out working, asked me to load the dishwasher, wash the dishes and clean the kitchen. And I couldn't find any dish pods. I didn't think about calling her, didn't think about do nothing, but we had Dawn dish soap.
Don't do that.
Oh no.
Don't do that.
That makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
And the amount of dish soap that I put into that unit.
Yep, don't do that.
Was not good. We had bubbles everywhere that even flowed into the living room.
So you invented that Cancun foam party that we all do
I've
now.
I've always like, wanted to experience
you
that.
You don't want to experience
I
that.
I do.
People are touching you.
Come to my house.
Deal.
Let's go. Yeah. Ellen?
Yay.
Kitchen catastrophe. What happened?
Slacker, I did the exact same thing your mother did.
Oh.
I decided I was going to clean my oven, and
oh
I completely forgot there was a roasting pan in it with an inch of oil in it.
Oh, God!
No!
Oh, wow.
Because that thing, when you do self-clean on an oven, it gets up to
900
degrees. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Oh,
and there's no way to turn it off once it starts.
No, you can't. It's locked. I mean, I just thought of it just now. I can't believe I didn't think of it. You could flip the breaker, idiots.
I was living in an apartment, so that wasn't an option.
Oh, you're right.
Oh man.
But thinking about it now, why didn't I just go flip the breaker?
Yeah.
I hate just regular ovens when they're hot, let alone the self-cleaning.
Have you ever done the self-clean?
No.
He doesn't even touch the oven.
Yeah, I won't go in the same room if it's running the same. The self-cleaning.
I leave the house.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, no, it is horrifying. Yeah, that wasn't. Yeah, you got to check the oven. Yeah. Thank you, Ellen. Krista. Kitchen catastrophe. What happened to you?
Okay. So I am Thanksgiving challenged. I, much like you, had my oven and stove crash the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
And so my mother-in-law and I had to go to Lowe's right before they closed and beg, borrow, and steal to try and get an oven delivered that night for the next day.
You got an? Did you get that? Did they do it?
They did.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember exactly how much it cost us, but we got it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I love you, Lowe's, but Chris is hot. There's no nobody's delivering an oven to me
right.
on Thanksgiving.
Right. No.
You showed a little leg and you were like, yeah? No?
Yeah. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.